Thanks for calling customer support. Nigeria speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out. There's a $69.97 charge on my bank account from this number. Can you tell me what it is?
Okay. All right, and what's that zip code?
47807.
First and last name.
Pardon me?
First and last name.
Allen Grayless. I got a pen.
Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
What is this about?
What is this about? I didn't order anything or anything.
Okay, you have to verify your shipping address so I'll be able to assess your account.
Okay, 814 North 14th Street, Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay, and it does show that you ordered our watch.
A watch?
Yes.
No, I didn't order no watch.
Okay, well, it does show that you paid for shipping and handling on February 27th.
And that watch was supposed to be free.
For the smartwatch?
Yes.
That was supposed to be free.
And you paid $18.94 for the warranty on the watch?
I didn't pay nothing. I didn't order it.
So you didn't order the watch?
No.
But you paid $7.92 for shipping and handling?
That's what it's showing on here.
So you didn't order the watch, but you paid shipping and handling for $7.92 for the watch.
I did not order anything.
Okay. So you're saying you didn't put in your card information?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay. Did anybody else in your household order it?
No. There's only me and my wife that live at this household.
All right, and did you guys receive that watch?
Yes. I don't know. I got some kind of a little box here that's got some kind of a thing, a health monitor like deal in it.
All right, because it does show that you did pay shipping and handling on February 27th, $7.92 for the smartwatch. And after that, you didn't call in to cancel, so you used to bill the full price, which was $69.97 after your 14-day trial.
I had no idea about any of this.
About the trial, or you didn't order the watch?
I didn't order the watch. It showed up here at my door, and if I didn't order the watch, I didn't know anything about a trial or anything. My bank account's going in overdraft because of this charge that I don't know anything about.
All right. Well, they all are all in one hype watch. It will help keep you in shape. With sleep tracking, heart rate monitoring, and step tracking technology, you'll be able to keep on top of your health regimen. Connecting your phone with the app will allow you to let you on and top of your message and alert you when you have an incoming phone call. One of the most powerful tools in your fitness arsenal goes on your wrist. And I can offer you a 35% discount on all future orders.
I didn't order anything.
Okay. So someone must have gotten your card information and ordered it.
Somebody asked me what it probably is then.
Charge for me to know what it is, right?
I'm being charged for something that I did not order.
Disability,
I'm on Social Security disability, and I can't afford this.
Okay, well, it showed that you did order it, or somebody ordered it in your household.
There's nobody in this household but my wife and myself, and neither one of us ordered it.
All right, and I can offer you a 50% discount on all future orders. Would you like that?
I'm not ordering nothing. Okay, what can you get? Why can't you get that through your head? I'm not ordering nothing. I didn't order anything.
All right. Well, you have to send that watch back.
I can do that.
All right. Do you want the return address?
Well, I have to have a return address to send it back. And when will my money be back on the account?
When we receive the watch.
Well, this is bullshit. I'm an overdraft. You going to pay the overdraft fee?
No.
Am I going to have to get me an attorney then?
What was that?
You sent me something I didn't order. Now you're charging me for something I didn't order. I got overdraft fees against me of $35 because I didn't have the there's not enough money in my account to cover this, something that I didn't order. So I'm going to have to give my attorney a call and get him involved in this here because I'm not paying for something I didn't order. I will send it back to you.
Okay,
you will have to take care of the overdraft protection and everything on it. Not just the amount that you withdrew.
All right, and can you hold for me while I speak with my supervisor?
Yes. I don't understand what she...
All right, thank you for holding for me, sir. I did speak with my supervisor, and she said since she wasn't aware of the terms and conditions on the website to issue you a full refund, so I did issue you that $69.97 back into your account. Do you have any other questions for me today?
No. You want to give me the address, and I can send that little box back? I ain't even opened it to see what it is. You want me to
all
send
right.
It back?
Hello? Yes, you can. It's 2066.
2066?
North Capitol, CAPITOL, Avenue.
Avenue?
Street. 3010.
C010.
San Jose. S-A-N. Yes. J-O-S-E. California. 95132.
95132.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when will that show back up on my account?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Wow. So I go ahead and get charged the overdraft fee.
Yes, that's the only way we'll be able to refund you back. It will show within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Support. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.